evening and welcome to the third and footlong show on 104.6 Planet FM. If you are new here, my name is Dee T, and joining me today and back by popular demand is Tamaki Lightning Hall of Famer Shiraz. How are you doing, Shiraz?
Thanks, Dee T. Yeah, great to be here. Started football season, so can't go wrong, right?
I know, but your team hasn't played yet, so it's not too great.
Well, yeah, that's right, that's right. It was actually a good way to start the season without the nerves, so looking forward to tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, my nerves for my team were sadly broken, but that's all right, we can get to that later. So I thought we should start with maybe some local news.
Yeah, so look, football season is started in NFL, obviously, and in college, but locally we're about to kick off too, so a lot of the teams are gearing up for the contact season. First week of the season is, I think, the 25th of October, so a lot of teams are into pre-season at the moment. We just had our first pre-season muster on Saturday. We had a good turnout, ages from under-16s all the way through to the men's grade. So, yeah, definitely still recruiting players for our club, the Tamaki Lightning, and so are the other clubs. But if you want to get playing, contact American football. Here's your chance.
And then your flag's late in the year, correct?
Yeah, yeah. Flag goes after Christmas for the local clubs, but the national team's got a pretty important competition coming up as well. So the men and women are both going to Ningbo in China for the Asia Oceania Championships, and they place in the top three. They get to go to the World Cup next year, and that's part of the start of the qualifying cycle for the Olympics.
Damn, that's really exciting for everyone. Then going up to Ningbo?
No, I'm not. I'm not. My sister-in-law is playing in the women's team, so we'll be watching very closely, and got lots of friends in the men's team, so we keep a close eye on those guys.
Is there any way to watch it right now? Or?
Yeah, there will be. So there'll be, every game should be live streamed. I don't quite have the details on where they're at, but usually they're on ifaf.com.
Nice.
Yeah.
It'll be fun for everyone to see. Hopefully New Zealand makes it.
Absolutely. And the games are a pretty good time as well, so it'll be evening time in New Zealand.
Yeah.
So be pretty good watching.
Has your sister kitted you out with some gear or
not? Sister-in-law, no. Well, I haven't really got her into buying a lot of the apparel, but I definitely will get some stuff, yeah.
Nice. Oh, well, should we kick off with NFL Week 1 then?
Yep, let's do it.
What game would you like to start with? Anything really stick out to you?
I think let's start with the cracker, the Jets-Steelers game.
Mm-hmm.
What an absolute redemption story for the two quarterbacks. You know, Aaron Rodgers had a horrendous time with the Jets, and Justin Fields sort of, you know, had a really good start with the Steelers and then didn't quite make it, and both of them put up phenomenal shows. I think they both showed that they can be really capable, you know, top 10 quarterbacks in the league. I'm a big fan of Justin Fields.
You said
like
last time.
He had a hard start to his career, but it was really good to see him play that well.
I thought it was cool to see him pass instead of run.
Yeah, I think he's maturing, so his ability to move around the pocket and then find a target, rather than be quite binary about it and either pass or run, I think that's a good sign of improvement.
Do you know who I was also excited for? Will McDonald, 2 sacks.
Yeah.
Because I feel like everyone forgot about him and now he's back.
Although there wasn't much defense in that game.
No.
He was probably
high scoring.
It was a couple of sacks and a couple of plays by the defensive line, but it felt like the quarterbacks just made it up straight after. So, yeah.
And then Jalen Ramsey came and completely destroyed Garrett Wilson and ended the game.
I've got Garrett Wilson on a lot of my fantasy teams. I'm hoping he pulls up okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
He did pretty well, though, for like stats-wise.
Absolutely.
Do you know who I have on my fantasy team, who I was happy to see score a touchdown?
Who's that?
Emeka Ibuka.
Yeah, well, he's looking good, isn't he?
I know, I was happy.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens when some of the injured players come back. But, look, he's always been a professional wide receiver. He's super polished. I just didn't expect him to be so explosive to begin with. So, yeah, great to see.
I was super happy because, as I said before the show, I actually have the Bucks in the Super Bowl. So, happy to see them win. And if they win every game, I will be super stoked.
I hope you cash in with some pretty lucrative TAB odds on that one.
I didn't actually bet on it. I just said on the show, I was so, like, Darren saw my stress the whole time because I went, should I pick the Eagles? No, I'm not going to pick the Bucks, and I did.
That's actually a great pick. That's not one many would go to, but mid-season you'll start to see a few more head that way, I reckon.
Yeah. I just like the look of their team. I thought they'd be cool. I also thought Penix was actually quite nice in that game.
I think the Falcons are an improved lineup. I've got a great story from a good friend of mine who's hoping they weren't going to be bad this year. But I do think they've got a really good team. They just got to put games together a little bit better and stay healthy.
I do think, because Falcons, you know, every off-season everyone's like, yeah, Falcons. And then from the AFC, it's always like, yeah, Chargers. So then all the time I'm kind of like, because they never deliver on all their hype. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, guess who delivered on their hype? The Chargers.
Yeah, I know.
Down in Brazil. I was very shocked, actually. I thought, oh, damn, Chargers. Here you go.
Look, it might be too early to crown them, though, because I still share the same concerns that you have. Yeah. I think, you know, they're one of those teams that on their day, they can win. Can they do that consistently?
They never have, so that's why I'm always like,
Yeah, it's good to see Keenan Allen back, though.
Yeah, I was really happy for him because he's about 32, 33 now. Yeah,
he's still got a lot of, you know, a lot of the move. His skill set hasn't really diminished. He was never a speed guy downfield, so yeah.
But yeah, do you want to talk about Tart slapping Kelsey or not?
Yeah, well, what do you think of that?
I thought it was amusing. I didn't think he should be ejected, really, because it wasn't like a punch. It was just kind of like a get out of my face. So I don't know what you think about it.
No, look, when I first saw it, I thought he was gone.
Yeah.
But then I guess there was there's a detail in the rule, isn't there? If it's not a punch, it's not a punch.
Which was also interesting to learn. If it's a closed hand, no, but you can slap a person. So.
Yeah, but you still get 15 yards and a bollocking from the coach. But, yeah, that was interesting. I wonder if Travis Kelce's going to be a bit of a target at the moment, because he's always quite niggly, you know?
Yes.
And obviously now he's a bit more in your face.
He's
a bit of an icon as well. But with obviously his Taylor Swift engagement this year. So we'll see. We'll see how much that causes teams to come after him.
Yeah. I did also like Ladd McConkey. He's a really good wide receiver. Yeah. I think I knew that last year. Then I saw that game and think, oh, yeah, he's really good.
Yeah, he's a bit like Brock Bowers, that he doesn't look like he should be as good as he is. Like but he's phenomenal. I'm a big fan of him since college as well. But yeah, great to see him continue to dominate.
Yeah, and then Chiefs again injuring their own wide receivers.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, isn't it? Yeah. Xavier Worthy up for a wee while.
It was a massive hit.
Yeah, separated shoulder. Dislocated shoulder, sorry.
Yeah, so they're thinking either surgery or brace it.
Yeah, I think he'll come back in a brace, but he's not a big kid, so.
No, he's quite small and quite fun to watch. Feels quite sad when I saw him go.
I know. Yeah. So who's Hollywood Brown next up?
Well, he had a shoulder last year too.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Should we go to the other earlier game, the Cowboys-Eagles?
Yeah, good first half.
Yep.
They had that render line that sort of petered away, didn't it?
Yeah, and then it went down. Yeah. I was impressed by the Cowboys' defense because I thought they came out to really prove something, and I thought they did in a way, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I just thought, look, I was... The thing that disappointed me with the Cowboys is I was hoping they'd take another step forward in their offense with you know, a few more weapons with George Pickens, but it still seems like CeeDee Lamb or nothing.
Yep. And CeeDee Lamb did not catch the ball.
No, you're right.
A few times.
Yeah, and look, they got a couple of touchdowns from Javonte, but they're going to need better from their running game as well.
Oh, yeah. I said they should trade for a running back most weeks leading up to it. I was like, are they going to get anyone? Anyone coming?
Yeah, it's interesting, yeah, because, I mean, you trade away Micah Parsons, and does that mean they're rebuilding? Where are they going to use that? You know, where are they going to use that the money to support? So, I don't know. Interesting team at the moment. They're going to be good enough that we won't get a really bad draft pick, good draft pick, and they won't be bad enough to be competitive. So they won't be good enough to be competitive.
And their additional draft picks are for the Packers, who are also going to be good. So where is your really great draft pick coming from?
Yeah, so they're going to get decent and good players. They're just not going to get the chance at some of the superstars.
No, unless they bundle them all and go for broke on one.
Or I was going to say, they draft really well, but it is a Cowboy, so.
Sometimes they hurt. Sometimes. Let's go Cowboys. Should we talk about the Packers then with Micah Parsons?
Yeah, let's get on to it. I'm not a Packers fan, but I was really hoping to see Detroit get up in this one. Not going to lie.
Yeah.
Frustrating to see the Packers put it together in the way they did, because it's so suffocating.
Yeah.
And that is really tough for that division. But in saying that, I also, you know, it's hard to judge because I think to a degree the Lions, their offense doesn't look the same.
No, it doesn't.
They don't have Ben Johnson. I do wonder, you know, you look at people like Jimmy Gibbs and his usage, just not getting anything going at all. And I don't know. I'm a bit worried for them if they can't, you know, if this becomes a trend or if they correct it. But it looks like their offense is heading in a bad direction.
They also lost their center as well, didn't they?
Yeah.
He went to retirement. which is quite a big deal, is it not, when you're playing tackle football if you don't have your centre?
No, it is. It is, especially if your centre, and you know, a lot of teams are quite different, but it depends on how much they use them with calling out coverages and things like that. And look at the way the Packers got into the Lions' backfield. Yeah. I'd say that was sorely missed.
Yes. The Packers actually had a few injuries in that game as well.
They did, didn't they?
Zach Tom, Bo Melton and Aaron Banks. Gone. Well, not gone, but they were gone from the game.
Packers always find a way, though, don't they?
I know, it's really annoying.
The back end of their rosters always seems to contribute so.
I didn't actually have the Packers winning this game when I picked it last week or the week before, Darren. And then they traded for Micah Parsons after I didn't pick them. But they didn't feel right this offseason. It just felt like something was missing. Then they came and played and I went, oh, God. Nope, they're back. Okay. Well, that was fun while it lasted for the Lions.
Yeah, and look, I think the big thing as well is the Packers really showed up with their run defense. You know, you can look at the passing game and it did well there, but to
run
really
defense,
hold
yeah.
David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs to abysmal running numbers. I think less than 50 yards combined between the two, and they had 20 carries or something.
I know.
You know, that is pretty phenomenal. So, it's definitely a hole they've fixed. And, I thought that might be their weakness with, you know, training away their D-tackle.
Yeah, because he's a good D-tackle.
And getting Mike Parsons, but, you know, turned out okay.
Yeah. I do have to make one mention of my Arkansas wide receiver, Isaac Tesla, with his beautiful catch in garbage time. I was like, yeah, there we go. Let's go Arkansas.
How many catches did he have in the game?
I don't know, but his beautiful touchdown catch was a thing of beauty. We won't talk about the rest of the game, but that was amazing.
13 yards and a touchdown, there you go.
Shall we go to the game that Darren was at, the Panthers Jags?
Yeah, he looked like he got great seats, didn't he?
He had amazing seats. Yeah. And then he also said it was too hot to watch football, is what he said. It was 33 degrees and 90% humidity, and it was so hot. It was the number one comment he had. He also said Travis Hunter is great. Tech McMillan is an NFL quality receiver. Not sure how you feel.
He's fantastic. If you saw that catch he had down the sideline.
That's good.
Yeah, look, he's a different type of wide receiver. He's not someone who's going to win with separation.
Yep.
He's going to win by catching everything that goes his way, catching those contested balls.
Well, that's important, isn't it?
Those 50-50s. So, yeah, absolutely. I think he's going to be great. Look, I think their passing game is still not quite there, unfortunately. Yeah. But look, it was a big, wasn't it, a weather delay?
It was about an hour and bit,
Yeah, and that's the thing about Florida, right? You have that all the time. So, would have given Darren a moment to get a few beers on the concourse, I'm guessing?
Yeah, a few beers. And he also made two disparaging comments about the Panthers that I'm not sure I should share. But he said, Bryce Young is too small for the NFL and the Panthers' play calling is rubbish.
Yeah, and that's unfortunately been an issue for them for a long time.
Yeah, it's sad because they used to be a really, really good team. Mm. And then I'm not sure if it's the owner, but there seems to be a bit of a...
It's a phenomenal football city as well, in state or a couple of states. So, yeah, I think they deserve a little bit more.
Oh, yeah. And because as I said a couple of weeks ago, I can't actually name a star player for the Panthers. Like, they used to have star players. They used to have, like, Luke Kuechly, Steve Smith Sr. Like, but now I can't name one person who I'd actually say is a star player.
No, you're right. They're sort of grinders across the board, aren't they? They've got a couple of good players on their line on both sides, but no one that stands out to that level.
It's just, where are you looking?
Yeah, I'd say McMillan's probably their biggest name at the moment.
Yeah. Well, J.C. Horn just talked about, $100 million corner. Maybe? No.
Well, he hasn't quite, he's a great player, but he's not been consistent enough and been injury-free enough as well.
Yeah, it's a shame. Speaking of corners that are injured, that I was quite sad to see go down for a bit, Derek Stingley Jr., my defensive player of the year.
Hip injury, was it?
Yeah, which is not good.
Yeah, no, not at all, especially for corners who need to be quite fluid. So hopefully he bounces back.
Texans-Ram game was very defensive heavy.
Yeah, it was a... I've got CJ Stroud in a couple of fantasy leagues, and he was absolutely horrendous in this game. So really hope that whole offense bounces back, really. You really need to see a lot more out of players like, you know, Nico Collins and their wide receiver group. Yeah. But, you know, we'll give them some time. Their running back's injured, and they've lost a lot of players from last year as well. They've got a couple of players injured, so hopefully it just takes, it's a matter of time. They've still got a strong defense they can build off. They might be one of the best defenses
now. I said they were the number one defense this year. That's what I think they'll be.
So, look, I think give it 3 or 4 weeks. Hopefully this offense rounds into shape. But, yeah, concerning start.
Do you know, Puka Nacua had 130 yards, and he exited the game for a bit. And every time I see Nacua, I'm like, how do you do it?
Yeah.
Like, genuinely, how does he do it? You just see and you go, what? Like, where did you? Like, that's my whole thing with him. I'm like, what?
Yeah, he's very scrappy, isn't he? I mean, about 100 plus yards and about 7 stitches as well.
Yeah.
But no, absolutely. Like, he just gets opportunity, just gets volume, and he just, you know, he soaks it up. A bit like Cooper Kupp to a degree early on when he started coming into his own. He sort of didn't realise where he was coming from. Puka does it a little bit differently.
Yeah.
He's not as, you know, side to side in the slot. He's also a bit bigger
as well,
Yeah, so lots of sort of these quick seams and routes up the middle, but he gets it done. Quarterback trusts him, and as long as he's got Matthew Stafford,
people are a bit concerned with Davante Adams coming in, and they thought he was the same player, but they seemed fine together.
No, I think they are quite different. I think Puka Nacua has a bit more of a vertical route tree. I think Davante Adams sits more in that Cooper Kupp role.
Yeah.
A bit more of a lateral rail tree and beating players off the line. So look, I think they'll do well together.
Do you reckon Davante Adams is still a top three receiver?
No. I think in spurts he can be, but no, I think he's just, well below the top tier at the moment.
Who would you put as top three then?
Oh, I'd say you've got to have Jefferson and Chase, right, as one and two. And then who does he go to after that? I'd probably...
Because there's different types of receivers, isn't it? So it's quite hard, really.
I think there's a clear top two.
Yes, 100%.
And then I'd throw someone like, if you want someone in the slot, someone like an Amonra there. If you want someone down the sideline and the outside, you can have someone like Drake London in there as well. So, after the top two, it kind of depends on what you want to do. But there's two receivers you can do just about everything.
Who would be your dream? So would your dream be Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson? And then who would you have? You'd have him on Ryan, the slot?
Yeah, I'd say so. I'd say Chase, Jefferson, and Amonra would be my group.
And then what quarterback would you choose? And that would be your dream Spears.
That was my team. I think Joe Burrow. He's just so...
100%,
has the relationship with both Jefferson and Chase. And very good at being able to feed receivers the ball.
I think both Darren and I had him for MVP this year.
Yeah, well, he's going to need to do a bit better than he did.
Yes, because the Browns-Bengals game was terrible.
They still won, but wasn't convincing.
No, it was not. And Joe Burrow went for almost three... not Joe Burrow, Joe Flacco went for 300 yards almost. So...
Yeah, he's still phenomenal, that he can do that. Although he did throw the ball away a couple of times. But, I mean, Joe Burrow's got to do more than 113 yards, isn't he?
Yes, 100%, Especially with those receivers.
Yeah, and when especially when Chase Brown goes for 43 yards on 21 carries, quarterback's got to step up at that point.
Yeah, the Browns defense, I think I'd be a bit annoyed at my kicker who missed.
Yeah.
I'm obviously can't kick, so I don't know, but they seemed relatively easy kicks to miss.
Well, what was the distance, 30 yards?
It was 30 yards an extra point, so...
Yeah, That's the sort of performance that does get you off the team, but, you know, we'll see.
Yeah. Shall we talk about another team that's down in the dumps?
Go for it.
Dolphins.
Oh, that was rough, wasn't it? And until Achan sort of scored at the end, it was looking like they were going to get the donut for the week. It wasn't like they were up against a juggernaut.
No.
Sorry to the Colts fans out there. Good team. And, you know, anytime you're up against Daniel Jones, you think you've got a chance, right?
Yeah, so do you think the Dolphins are really, really bad, or is Daniel Jones actually good?
I think we've seen too much Daniel Jones to know who he is by now, which is at best a middle of the back quarterback. At best.
Yes.
Right? So I think the Dolphins are in real trouble.
Dolphins Patriots next week. Are you taking Patriots?
Yeah, I'm going to have to. Look, unless Tua can really figure it out, because, you know, what he showed today wasn't figuring it out. And it looks like Tyreek's lost a step. It looks like they've lost connection completely.
Well, I think the relationship was broken a bit,
And, you know, to be fair to Tyreek, he's got to sort of... he's got to do better as the lead receiver in that group. And
because, Tua had 3 turnovers for 114 yards versus Jones' 272 yards.
Yeah. And look, I mean, if they didn't have Devon Achane, who was basically the most efficient player on the field for them, they wouldn't have got anything going.
The Colts defense, because Lou Anarumo gets axed from the Bengals, comes to the Colts. Do you think the Colts defense is looking good for the year? Or
yeah, it's tough to say, isn't it? I mean, look, this sort of thing about the being one game in, you don't know whether a team played badly or they just came up against a really good defense that now isn't going to get the benefit of knowing what they're going to do. So week one's always a bit of a disguise, and teams often change trajectory after week one. So it's hard to say, but just based on initial thoughts, Colts, defense looked good, and their offense was able to work off that. You know, it's good to see Tyler Warren get in there with 7 receptions and close to 80 yards as well. So I think they've got some players. I think they can make it work. I think Daniel Jones is just good enough to work behind a good defense to take that team potentially to the playoffs. But we'll see how they go.
What do you think of Michael Pittman? Because I think he's a top 12 receiver.
Oh, I don't know if he's a top 12 receiver. I'd say he'll be a very, very good second receiver on a good team, and a reasonable or usable wide receiver one. Thing about Pittman though is, you've got to have the complementary piece, and that's what I think they don't quite have. Yep. You've got to have that player who.
Do you think Warren can be that player or not?
Yeah, maybe. But I'd say needs to be someone like Josh Downs who steps into that, and I think long term he will be. Pittman does stretch the offense. He's sort of a poor man's version of Tet McMillan, I reckon, or
Drake London. Rank them.
Yeah. So I'd say Tet McMillan's a better version of Michael Pittman, just obviously younger.
Okay. Yeah.
And Drake London is the best version of that receiver prototype.
Yep. Well,
guys who don't get separation but use size and length to win contests.
And they've got a bit of a little wiggle in their routes.
Yeah, and it's the NFL, right?
So
you've got to have some.
You've got to have a bit.
I mean, these guys are phenomenal athletes in their own right. You'll put them up against general humans and they'll look like...
I always find the linemen are the most impressive, especially when you see them run the 40.
Because
they have to move so much mass so fast that I don't understand how they physically do it.
Any lineman that runs a 40 with a 4 in front of him is phenomenal.
Insane.
That is, it's unbelievable.
Like, how? Because you go, no, it makes no sense. You go, physics, no, that doesn't work.
Look, Karen was a Dontari Poe back in the day. At his size, ran a 40 stunning with a 4, I believe.
Yep.
That was unbelievable.
And then he threw a few touchdowns as well in his career as well.
Yeah.
When he was with Andy Reid, just a little over the top. Boop. It was cute, Yeah. I have to say, my stomach dropped in the Raiders-Patriots game because I have Brock Bowers as Offensive Player of the Year. When I saw he went down with a knee injury, I went, no, you're so good. Please don't do this.
Not serious, though, is it?
No, not serious. Yeah. But I went, no, because my Defensive Rookie of the Year is already out, Derek Harmon, of the Steelers. So I went, I'm really not doing well this year. I've just cursed all these people. But it's okay. Hey,
to be fair, he is their offense, isn't he?
Like, 100%.
He's
fantastic.
Yeah. He'll take a while to get in, but he is the number one leader on their offensive team.
Do you know those two rookies, Travion Henderson and Ashton Tinti? They had 60 yards combined.
Yeah. It was a tough day for running backs, wasn't it?
I think Travion Henderson's going to have more than Ashton Tinti, and then they failed, and I went, oh, cool, that's another embarrassing thing that I've said in the past few weeks.
But Tinti got the touchdown.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he saved his day a little bit.
Yeah, sure. It's still embarrassing. I was like, yep, I'm doing really well here, guys. Cardinals Saints, what do you think of that game?
It's always tough going against a team like the Saints where they've got a quarterback in flux. It's kind of hard to measure yourself against that. I do think it was probably a bit of a worrying game for the Cardinals, considering they didn't really, I mean, they should have really put the Saints away, I thought. And
they were playing to the level of the Saints.
And Spencer Rattler is, he used to be a really good high school and college quarterback, but he's nowhere near what you need to be at this level. So, interesting to see Trey Benson, though.
I know.
He had a fantastic game. Kept tabs on him. I thought he would have taken over that job.
Did you
last
take
year.
Him in the fantasy?
I do have him in a league, in a dynasty league, but I think, I mean, you know, James Conner's still the lead there.
Yeah.
And he's no doubt the number one running back in the backfield. But Trey Benson was phenomenal in college, and some of that explosiveness, the first time we saw that. And also the other redemption stories, Marvin Harrison, I thought.
Yeah, he finally really got a good catch, yeah.
Really rough rookie season.
Oh, terrible rookie season.
So, look, they've got the pieces. I would have just hoped for a little bit more of a convincing
Well, I would say they're top three tight end in the league with Trey McBride. So, Giants, Commanders.
Yeah, it's going to be a long season for the Giants, isn't it?
I know, just play Dart. Yeah. It's like, that's all I'm saying at this point. Russell Wilson, I don't know, just can't convert into touchdowns, and I'm not sure why.
Have you noticed every team Russell Wilson goes on to has a bad offensive line?
So they make him run around.
Well, so what is it? Is it Russell Wilson always
holding
lucks
the ball?
Himself into a bad offensive line?
Because they have talked about it, yeah.
Yeah, is it at that point now is actually Russell Wilson's part of the problem? Because in the Seahawks, it was a bad offensive line.
Yeah.
In Denver, it was a bad offensive line. And now in the Giants, it's a bad offensive
line. Because
Denver,
you could argue, now have a really good offensive line, and some of those players were definitely there when he was there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you have heard offensive linemen talk about how Russell Wilson's really hard to play for because he doesn't go where you think he should go. And then you don't leave them unblocked, but you kind of move to where you think he should be, and then
And look, I mean, you know, Justin Fields is similar like that. It's also holding onto the ball too long.
Yeah,
you know, and I thought the Steelers' offensive line looked a lot better.
Yes,
this weekend. Yes, they let a couple of sacks in, but you know, they're still able to support Aaron Rodgers. 32
plus
points.
40.
Yeah,
40 years old. Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I think I don't know if it's an offensive line that's really bad, or that Russell Wilson just doesn't have the upside to counter the risks he takes now.
Welcome to Commanders, Deebo Samuels.
Yeah, he's.
I think he looks quite nice there.
Him and Bill Chikorik. Kroski Merritt. Hope I said that right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the fantasy running back everyone's drafting now. For the Commanders,
Yeah, it looks like they've got some weapons there. I'm still not, you know, I'm still not 100% convinced with Jaden Daniels. I've watched him since college. I think he's a good quarterback.
Hmm.
I do think he, you know, gets a little bit overvalued at the moment. He's what's seen as a top five, top six quarterback after one season.
Yeah, some people are ranking him like, number four, number five, sometimes dropping Barrow out. Yeah.
So I don't think he's quite there.
Mm-hmm.
I think he needs to be given the space to not be as good in a second year.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, teams will get a lot better than the Giants. But I wouldn't be surprised to see him take a step back and eventually a step forward. But, yeah, I don't think we get too high on him too quickly.
That people have, though.
Mm.
People put him as MVP. He's quite high in the odds.
Yeah. It wasn't super convincing this weekend.
No, he was not. Okay. Well, I guess we have to quickly finish through the Ravens-Bills.
Yeah. How'd you find that? So why don't you tell us how you found out about this game?
Oh, so Darren, because I hadn't watched the game yet, because I was busy. And then Darren messaged me and goes, oh, how did the Ravens lose that one? And I went, oh, for God's sake, Darren. Now, okay, great. So now I know they've lost.
Yeah, isn't that a big, like, isn't that the spoiler alert start of the message, followed by...
No, he didn't. He just literally messaged me that. And then I also thought, Darren, isn't it like 6 a.m. and you haven't slept yet? Like, what are you doing? But yeah.
Yeah, look, that was a great game, wasn't it? It was great to see. I mean, I wasn't expecting the Bills to be able to bounce back. They just don't have the wide receivers on paper.
No.
But that's why you play these games, right?
And, yeah.
And Josh Allen's great at elevating his teammates, so he did that. There obviously wasn't a lot of defense being played, which is very strange for a Ravens-Bills game.
They started so last year, though, the Ravens on defense, and they were not good for the first half, and then they were suddenly good when they changed Carl Hamilton.
Yeah, so look, good luck to you if you played against Josh Allen in fantasy.
Good luck to you if you don't have Josh Allen on your team, really. Shall we quickly talk about your team and then we'll wrap up for the day? Bears, Vikings tomorrow, what's your number one most exciting thing to see?
Yeah, well, look, Ben Johnson's offense for me, you know, he's come over from Detroit, want to see if he can carry over that momentum and play calling ability and elevate this group.
Be exciting to see Caleb Williams.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be tough. I'm working all day tomorrow, so I'm going to turn my phone off and watch that on tomorrow.
How will you bear down?
Oh, Bear down.
Bear down, Jerez.
I'll make sure I bear down, yeah.
Yeah, thank you very much for joining us today. And hopefully we'll get you back in a few weeks to talk about the NZ over in China.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. Thank you. I've been DT, and we've had Jerez here. 104.6 Planet.